Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1942, Enrico Fermi and his team achieved the first controlled chain reaction inside a graphite pile beneath the university, proving that sustained nuclear fission could be harnessed safely for research and energy exploration. The milestone opened a new era of scientific possibility, demonstrating that careful experimental design could unlock enormous power for peaceful applications and future technological advances. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 4 to 6+ feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, but by noon, we'll see the height bump to 5 to 8 feet. Winds are offshore at 3 miles per hour early, shifting onshore by late morning at 3 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 20 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6.5 feet at 6:15 a.m., followed by a -0.5-foot low tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday brings solid 6 to 8 foot clean sets with light winds, ideal for experienced surfers. Conditions begin to fade on Thursday, dropping to 4 to 5+ feet, remaining clean early, but turning choppy by afternoon. Friday continues the decline with smaller 2 to 3+ feet waves, though mornings are still clean before winds increase later. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 53 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, followed by mostly sunny skies and temperatures reaching around 66 with a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low near 53 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny with highs near 66 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour. Thursday and Friday stay sunny with highs near 69 and 68, and nights will be mild in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego fans of the Women's World Cup may have exciting news for 2031, as the United States Soccer Federation has proposed Snapdragon Stadium as one of 14 American venues to host matches. This multipurpose stadium, owned by San Diego State University, can accommodate 35,000 spectators and is experienced in hosting major events. FIFA's bid book revealed a joint proposal from the United States, Mexico, Costa Rica, and Jamaica for the tournament, expected to draw 4.5 million fans and generate about $4 billion in revenue. Final decisions on the venue selection are anticipated in the coming years. Now on to sports. Lane Kiffin's contract with Louisiana State University includes a unique clause that allows him to receive a bonus payment based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. Kiffin's agreement, which spans 7 years, pays him $13 million annually. He will earn the same college football playoff bonus from Louisiana State University that he would have if he remained with Ole Miss. The bonus begins at $150,000 for a first-round game and could reach $1 million if Ole Miss wins the national championship. If fired without cause, he would receive 80% of his remaining salary. And last night on Monday Night Football, Drake May passed for two touchdowns, with Marcus Jones achieving a 94-yard punt return for a touchdown, as the New England Patriots became the first NFL team to reach 11 wins this season, defeating the New York Giants 33-15. This marked the Patriots' 10th consecutive win, making it the franchise's longest streak since winning 10 straight games in 2015. Coach Mike Vrabel also became the third coach since 1970 to achieve a win streak of 10 or more games in his first season with a team. In local sports, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert underwent successful surgery to stabilize a fracture in his non-throwing hand, the team announced. Herbert's return to play is considered day-to-day, and his status for next Monday's game against the Philadelphia Eagles will be determined later this week. He last spoke after the Chargers' 31-14 win over the Las Vegas Raiders, expressing hope about playing against the Eagles. Herbert broke his hand during a scramble, colliding with a defender's helmet. If he cannot play under center, the Chargers will need to adjust their offensive strategy. Herbert has experience playing through injuries and is known for his impressive toughness. In top news, Aiden Toner Rogers, a 27-year-old graduate student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, rapidly gained attention in economics with his influential paper on artificial intelligence's impact on workplaces. However, concerns arose when a computer scientist questioned the study's authenticity. Despite his promising start, Toner Rogers was later disavowed by MIT and left the institution. Mentors expressed disbelief at the extent of his deception, as he seemingly fabricated the entire study. In the wake of the scandal, MIT is discussing ways to improve research integrity among graduate students. Toner Rogers admitted to faking a data use agreement, claiming it was a major error. In business news, Costco Wholesale Corporation joined a growing list of businesses suing the Trump administration to ensure eligibility for refunds if the United States Supreme Court strikes down the president's tariffs policy. This major warehouse club chain filed a lawsuit in the United States Court of International Trade on November 28th, prompted by uncertainty over refund guarantees for businesses paying duties. Costco argues for immediate court intervention, as Customs and Border Protection denied its request to extend tariff determination finalization. The Supreme Court heard arguments on tariffs on November 5th, and justices seemed skeptical during discussions. The ongoing tariff policies have disrupted retail, raising prices and hampering consumer purchasing power. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to just over $87,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 1% to $2.02. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists may have solved why this ancient Advanced civilization vanish. Climate data offers clues to what might have happened to people of the Indus River Valley and how that might relate to our own warming world. At its peak, this civilization featured gridded streets, multi-story brick homes, and flush toilets. They traded gold, precious stones, and items, such as bronze carts along the waterways. A study published in the journal Communications Earth and Environment found that 4 in 10 droughts reduced rainfall, which probably caused residents to relocate frequently. The research highlights the importance of proactive planning and resilient agricultural systems in a warming world. And in entertainment news, Zootopia 2 roared to a record-smashing $272 million opening in China, ranking as the 6th biggest in history. It opened to $116 million across its first 2 days, reaching $270 million through Sunday, according to Artisan Gateway. The debut is the highest animated opening ever in China for a non-local release. After just 5 days, Zootopia 2 became the highest-grossing non-local animated film of all time in the market. China's weekend box office reached $229 million, significantly up from the previous weekend's $44 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American physicist and Nobel laureate, Richard Feynman. And he said, "The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.